federal officials are telling Tonga's forest managers to provide more cost-effective timber sales that includes 10-year harvest contracts. The direction comes as part of top-level approval of the latest Tongass management plan, but that plan is being challenged in court by industry backers. Costa Lesca's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The latest version of the Tongass National Forests Management Plan had to clear one final hurdle before it could take effect. That was approval from U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary Mark Ray. Ray gave the go-ahead last week, but with conditions. Most call for Tongass managers to come up with timber sales that cost less to plan, cut, and move. That includes 4 10-year sales, each providing 15 to 20 million board feet a year. Forrest Cole, Tongass forest supervisor, says he'll draw up a budget for the sales as he's been instructed, but he says they may not generate the predictable supply the industry wants.
Throwing a lot of volume into a few sales rather than having a multitude of smaller sales has been problematic for us. And if we get litigated on one large sale, it has a tendency to tie up a significant amount of volume with one case. In comparison, having a lot of smaller sales, the economics of doing those types of sales is more difficult, but it gives us more flexibility in being able to maintain projects that are not tied up in litigation.
Cole says the 10-year sales will be in addition to existing harvest plans. They will be in areas of the forest near mills in Wrangell, Klawock, and Ketchikan. One of the Tongass plan's biggest critics is the Southeast Conference, which wants more timber made available faster and with fewer costs. The regional organization made one of 15 appeals to the Tongass management document. When they were overruled, the conference asked Undersecretary Ray to make changes. Conference Timber Committee member Dennis Watson, also Craig's mayor, says Ray's instructions are a step in the right direction.
We believe that it would bring stability to the industry. You know, that right now it is so hit and miss on a timber sale. You know, they have to be able to finance the improvements to their operations and have a business plan over a number of years. And it's pretty hard to do it if you don't have any consistency. And this certainly would be the best route to get there that we know of anyway.
But the conference is still challenging the plan in court, saying it illegally reduces the amount of timber needed to support loggers and mills. Timber Committee Chairman J.C. Conley says Ray's instructions appear to address its concerns, but the group, joined by the cities of Ketchikan, Craig, Wrangell, and Juneau, wants a judge to agree and issue an injunction forcing changes. Forest Supervisor Cole says legal action is a dangerous step that could shut down logging and the entire industry. The changes Ray ordered are also being criticized by environmental groups. Buck Lindekugel of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says long-term timber sales and larger cuts are a step backward for the Tongass.
After 50 years of industrial-scale logging on the forest, the industry wants more economical timber, and the fact is they cut the best already, and it's not there anymore. And the timber that remains is important for other uses, whether that's providing important stream habitat for our salmon, for the deer, and our growing recreational and tourism industry. The forest has to support all those things, and I don't think it's necessarily equitable that the industry wants to get more at this stage.
Ray's instructions tell forest managers to work with the Tongass Futures Roundtable, representing a diverse group of interests, to come up with solutions. Forest Supervisor Cole says that's part of his plan. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.